Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 78, The History of Sculpture. The history of sculpture is a journey through time, reflecting the artistic, cultural, and technological advancements of human civilization. As one of the earliest and most enduring forms of artistic expression, sculpture has played a central role in shaping the visual and cultural identity of societies around the world. From prehistoric carvings to contemporary installations, the evolution of sculpture reveals humanity's unceasing desire to depict, commemorate, and interpret the world. The origins of sculpture can be traced back to the prehistoric era, where early humans created figurines and carvings using stone, bone, and clay. One of the most famous examples from this period is the Venus of Willendorf, a small limestone figure dating back to around 28,000 BCE. These early sculptures were often associated with fertility, religious rituals, or symbolic representations of human and animal forms. As human societies progressed, so too did the complexity and refinement of sculptural works. Ancient civilizations, including those of Mesopotamia, Egypt, and the Indus Valley, developed sophisticated sculptural traditions that were closely linked to religion and governance. In Mesopotamia, intricate relief carvings adorned the walls of temples and palaces, depicting scenes of warfare, mythology, and royal achievements. The Egyptians created monumental sculptures such as the Sphinx and colossal statues of pharaohs, designed to convey divine authority and ensure the ruler's eternal presence in the afterlife. The precision and grandeur of Egyptian sculpture reflected a deep understanding of proportion, symmetry, and symbolism. Greek sculpture emerged as a defining force in the development of Western art. Early Greek sculpture, influenced by Egyptian and Near Eastern styles, was characterized by rigid and stylized forms. However, during the classical period from the 5th to the 4th century BCE, Greek sculptors achieved a remarkable level of naturalism and idealized beauty. Artists such as Phidias, Polykleitos, and Praxiteles developed techniques that emphasized anatomical accuracy, movement, and balanced composition. The statues of Zeus at Olympia and the Parthenon sculptures exemplified the height of Greek sculptural achievement, influencing generations of artists. The Romans adopted and adapted Greek sculptural techniques, producing realistic portraiture and grandiose public monuments. Roman busts and statues, often depicting emperors, military leaders, and deities, showcased a remarkable attention to detail, capturing individual expressions and character. While Greek sculptures often idealized the human form, Roman artists sought to portray subjects with greater realism, including wrinkles, scars, and age lines. The influence of Roman sculpture extended across the vast empire, leaving a lasting legacy that would be rediscovered during the Renaissance. During the medieval period, sculpture became deeply intertwined with religious devotion. The decline of the Roman Empire saw a shift towards more stylized and symbolic forms, particularly in Christian art. Gothic cathedrals featured intricate sculptural decorations, including gargoyles, relief panels, and statues of saints. The emphasis was on spiritual representation rather than anatomical perfection, reflecting the religious fervor of the time. Ivory carvings, wooden altarpieces, and metalwork also flourished, illustrating biblical narratives and reinforcing religious teachings. The Renaissance marked a profound revival of classical sculptural principles. Inspired by the rediscovery of Greek and Roman art, Renaissance sculptors sought to achieve harmony, proportion, and anatomical accuracy. Donatello's Bronze David and Michelangelo's marble masterpiece of the same name exemplified the era's emphasis on dynamic composition and expressive realism. Michelangelo's Pietà and the sculptures adorning the Sistine Chapel demonstrated his unparalleled skill in capturing human emotion and movement. The Renaissance period reaffirmed sculpture as a medium of intellectual and artistic excellence. The Baroque period introduced a dramatic and theatrical approach to sculpture, characterized by dynamic movement, intricate details, and elaborate compositions. Gian Lorenzo Bernini, one of the most celebrated sculptors of the Baroque era, created masterpieces such as The Ecstasy of St. Teresa and Apollo and Daphne. His works conveyed intense emotion and a sense of fluidity, breaking away from the restrained classicism of the Renaissance. Baroque sculpture aimed to engage viewers on a sensory level, often featuring dramatic contrasts of light and shadow. The 18th and 19th centuries saw the emergence of neoclassicism, which sought to revive the ideals of ancient Greek and Roman sculpture. Artists such as Antonio Canova and Bertil Thorvaldsen created works that emphasized simplicity, elegance, and symmetry. However, the 19th century also witnessed the rise of Romanticism and Realism, which introduced a more expressive and naturalistic approach to sculpture. Auguste Rodin, often regarded as the father of modern sculpture, broke away from traditional academic styles, producing evocative works such as The Thinker and The Kiss. His innovative use of form and texture laid the groundwork for the modernist movements of the 20th century. The 20th century brought radical transformations to sculpture, with artists challenging traditional materials, techniques, and concepts. Cubist sculptors such as Pablo Picasso experimented with geometric abstraction, while constructivists embraced industrial materials like metal and glass. The advent of abstract and minimalist sculpture saw artists like Constantin Brancusi and Henry Moore exploring simplified organic forms. Meanwhile, the Dada and Surrealist movements introduced unconventional and thought-provoking sculptural works, often incorporating found objects and unexpected juxtapositions. In contemporary times, sculpture continues to evolve in response to new technologies and cultural shifts. Digital fabrication, 3D printing, and interactive installations have expanded the possibilities of sculptural expression. Artists such as Anish Kapoor, Jeff Koons, and Ai Weiwei push the boundaries of scale, materiality, and concept, challenging audiences to engage with sculpture in new and immersive ways. Public art installations, environmental sculptures, and conceptual pieces have transformed urban landscapes, reinforcing sculpture's role as a powerful medium for communication and social commentary. The enduring legacy of sculpture lies in its ability to capture the essence of human experience, bridging the past and present through form and expression. From the earliest carvings of prehistoric artisans to the monumental creations of modern artists, sculpture remains an ever-evolving testament to creativity, innovation, and cultural identity. As new materials and ideas continue to shape artistic practice, sculpture's rich history serves as both an inspiration and a foundation for future generations of artists and admirers. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.